New York State's Hudson River Valley was once bustling with harbor activity and industrial age factories. It is now peppered with quaint residential communities, antique stores, and quiet cafes. For one of those communities, however, life is changing rapidly. Beacon, New York, a small riverside town, is suddenly home to the largest contemporary art museum in the world. 16,000 people live in Beacon, New York, 100 kilometers north of New York City. There are no hotels or even a bed and breakfast. Local people think of it as a village. But an institution of New York City-sized proportions now calls this village home. Dia Beacon is a 30,000-square-meter art gallery boasting a permanent collection of some of the most important artists of the 20th century, European and American pop artists, including Andy Warhol and Walter Di Maria. Beacon's mayor, Claire Lou Gould, says the enormous facility, once a box printing factory, is attracting countless visitors and new residents to her town.
We've had people come to city council meetings and say that they had moved up because Dia was coming. People do, I think there's always a tendency to follow the arts. I mean, this had happened in the past, and it's here and in other places, and it's we're not that far from New York City.
The art in Dia certainly calls to mind New York City's artistic sensibility, a giant room lined with 72 of Andy Warhol's colorful Shadows series, the factory's former train depot, crowded with Richard Serra's mammoth 7-meter-high torqued ellipses, another huge room littered with John Chamberlain's towering sculptures made of twisted car wreckage. Dia Beacon's director, Michael Govan, says the museum's location is important and that it could mark the beginning of the end of big city monopolies on arts and culture in the United States.
Going outside of the city to see major monuments of any kind is more of a European phenomenon, where to see a major abbey or an artwork or a chapel that was built is a common experience. I think in this country it's not so common. We tend to have our urban centers and then our suburban sprawl. But that's changing. Our urban centers are too dense packed. Artists can no longer even afford to live in places like New York City. And so as that movement changes, I think what you're going to see is new, smaller centers.
Media reports of skyrocketing real estate prices in Beacon have accompanied the arrival of the Dia Museum. Mayor Gould says the reports are somewhat exaggerated.
I don't know that skyrocketing is the appropriate term. Certainly the real estate values are increasing. They have been low in comparison with a lot of the other communities around.
The Dia Museum is not the only thing generating a media buzz about Beacon, New York. A multi-million-dollar institute dedicated to the study of river life is being built there on a 26-hectare waterfront site, currently home to another abandoned factory. The Rivers and Estuaries Center on the Hudson's John Cronin says Beacon was the center's first choice because of its historically close relationship with the Hudson River.
The Rivers and Estuaries Center is going to lend to Beacon an opportunity for the city to reorient itself towards the river because of the establishment of a working waterfront again, which Beacon hasn't seen in decades, where we will have, you know, there'll be research vessels and human-powered craft and motor vessels, and people will be able to participate in activities that go out on the water, education and research activities. So there's a very different level of vitality that the Rivers and Estuaries Center is going to bring to it, to add to what the Dia Museum and the redevelopment of the Beacon waterfront is going to bring as well.
One might expect the citizens of a small town to react negatively to so much change so fast. But Mayor Gould says the people of Beacon are, for the most part, embracing the new institutions.
Well, there will always be some who don't. I mean, that's a given. But on largely, I think because there has been throughout the years so much adaptive reuse of the old buildings that they are receptive to change. And we have... When I say diversity, I mean, I really do mean a wonderful, not just ethnic and racial diversity. We have age and income diversity. 44 different countries are represented here. People are used to other people.
Beacon is not the only Hudson Valley town facing revitalization. Both the Dia Beacon Museum and the Rivers and Estuaries Center are part of New York Governor George Pataki's efforts to revive recreation and commerce along the entire length of the Hudson River. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower in New York.